Britain's general election campaign has reached the halfway mark, with polls predicting easy re-election for the Labour Party. Despite a year of railway disasters, ailing hospitals, and foot-and-mouth crisis, the party of Prime Minister Tony Blair holds a 25-point lead, according to one respected survey. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on why the Conservatives seem incapable of making much headway in the final 2 weeks.
The great contradiction of this 2001 British election is how the Labour Party has commanded such a strong position when the country's basic services often seem so abysmal.
Buffy and Bar are situated in coach G towards the centre of the train and is now open for service.
Out on the campaign trail, or in this instance, rail, Mail of Sunday senior writer Peter Hitchens says Labour is up, not because it has delivered much, it's because the Conservatives have delivered so little by way of a new identity.
It still believes that the Thatcher era was a time of total unmitigated success. It can't see any of its failures, and it hasn't begun to address them. The ridiculous idea that handing everything over to private control was going to be good has been proved comprehensively by the railway system on which we are now travelling, which is one of the worst in the advanced world, largely thanks to a mad scheme of privatisation for which the Tories ought to apologise and which they ought to pledge to reverse if they had any idea of how bad it was.
Tory plans to cut taxes have generated little enthusiasm in Britain's healthy economy. Conservatives have also had difficulty promoting the idea that all asylum seekers should be put in reception centers, as evident in this exchange between a member of the television audience and Conservative Party leader William Hague.
Does a supposedly civilized society take people who may be escaping from oppression and injustice and imprison them?
What a civilized society does is looks after them, welcomes genuine refugees. But if they're not genuine refugees, then they should not be allowed to remain in the country.
Mr. Radford, do you want to come back on this?
I want to be proud of this country.
Anyone be proud?
Can anyone
be proud?
Treating them all as if they're guilty.
But Conservatives tap a rich vein on the question of whether Britain should move closer to Europe. Polls show half the country wants to quit the European Union. William Hague claims the election is a referendum on the euro, warning crowds that the Labour Party will ditch the pound for Europe's single currency.
We've got a Labour Party that doesn't believe in Britain. The Conservatives believe in Britain. The Conservatives will stop handing over the rights and powers of our country, and the Conservatives will keep the pound.
70% of the British people want to keep the pound too, but polls suggest the issue is not a priority. So far, it's been an abstraction in a race focused on the more concrete issues of health care and education. On public services, the Labour Party has maneuvered to the center. Privatization schemes are the subject of cautious experiments in schools and hospitals. Political commentator and playwright Alistair Beaton says Labour's move to the middle has blurred party distinctions.
What you're looking at is a choice between managements. Which is the better management team? Who's going to run Britain PLC, Britain Inc., most effectively? And I think at the moment the electorate is looking at it like that. And they see Blair as a pretty efficient management team. You look at that, you know, William Hague is chief executive of your company. I don't think so.
There is no mistaking Hague's intelligence. He frequently bests Blair in Parliament. But in the unforgiving glare of the television age, his abundant brains can't seem to make up for his lack of hair and coloring. Pale, as one writer said, even for an Englishman. Impressionist John Culshaw says Hague's persona lends itself to satire.
And with William Hague, you know, you've got this wonderful sort of voice like that. Very enthusiastic, ever so slightly dumb, perhaps. But there is an enthusiasm there in that Northern English pluckiness.
To counter the image of Hague as ineffectual, the party rolled out the Iron Lady this past week, and Margaret Thatcher heartily endorsed her protege.
Our party is fortunate indeed. Under William Hague's cool and gritty leadership, we have the right man with the right message.
Another former Conservative Prime Minister, Sir Edward Heath, is not so convinced. Heath believes the party will have little chance to return to power unless it broadens its vision and softens its line on European integration. The Conservatives are in the midst of an identity crisis. June 7th will determine how much of their misfortune is New Labour's good fortune. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.